Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Stein Revelsby, the founder of Hoilu, a leader in visual collaboration solutions for distributed teams. And Mr. Revelsby, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
And the pleasure, certainly ours, and really appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. So tell us, for starters, what is Hoilu and what type of service or services do you provide?
Hoilu is a software company, and our mission is to make information sharing easy. We offer a subscription-based online whiteboard platform that we have named Connected Workspaces. Think about it, the whiteboard has for decades been the common tool for brainstorming and visualization in meeting rooms, combined with paper sticky notes for product management and for managing activities. So when COVID suddenly forced people to work from home, the meeting room was no longer an option. So we launched our product in May last year as a tool to replace sticky notes and analog whiteboards. And you invite to a workspace. You can share and access the workspace in the same way as you access video conferencing like Zoom or Teams, by clicking a link or by opening the workspace on your PC, Mac, phone, or even if you have a large touch display. And once you are in the workspace, you can work together in real time, visualize, present, share information, add notes and templates that you can fix to the background of the workspace. You can import images and documents and share comments and annotate and drawings and keep all your teams information in the same place. So the workspace can scale horizontally and vertically like an infinite canvas. Everything is saved automatically, so all your information is available next time you log in the same way as you left it in the previous meeting. And you know, collaboration is mostly about communication and how to engage the whole team. So therefore, we focus on how to make the solution easy to use. There are a few whiteboard applications out there, but we differentiate from competitors in several ways. But most importantly, that we have added smart templates. We call them modules with logic for product management and processes. We have developed these modules together with customers to ensure that they meet specific needs and fit into the workflow. And the modules are meant to support work in real time, for example, to set milestones, manage activities and resources, notify dependencies, and report on various reasons and so forth.
Well, this product and service is absolutely phenomenal, especially with all that we've gone through since early last year, and you're launching this in May is certainly timely, no doubt about that. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks appreciative. And speaking of which, who actually or typically uses Hoilu, and how has it impacted their businesses so far?
Hoilu is it's a young company. We are 4 years into the making, and we have primarily focused on large enterprise. But Hoilu is for everybody who uses whiteboards and sticky notes and who need a better tool to collaborate beyond video conference and screen sharing, which is what most people do today. We already have Fortune 500 companies with thousands of users who use Hoilu within departments like engineering, marketing, finance, HR. And the most common use cases are regular meetings, cadence meetings, design reviews, project management meetings. And the impact on their business could be significant in the form of better participation and engagement, that you engage the whole team, not only the presenter or the tools expert. Many people that typically don't speak up in meetings could add quality and valuable input to a process. And important is also increased productivity in the form of reduced waste of time that you took to prepare for meetings or that you typically spent in traffic or at airports trying to get to the meeting in time. We have customers who documented 30% time savings related to weekly meetings. So if you multiply this with the size of your team, it could be serious money. you have the freedom to work from where you are. If you prefer to work from home, your home office, or a local co-work space, which is less stressful if you have to manage family breakfast, take your kids to school, rush out in traffic to get to a meeting in time. Perhaps you get time to exercise or go for a walk instead. So additional benefits could be reduced miscommunication, since you have all the relevant information in front of you in context, rather than lots of different documents in separate folders, or even worse, when the person who used to type minutes misunderstood, or even worse, when someone erased your whiteboard or opened a window and your paper post-it notes dropped to the floor. So a digital workspace gives you better continuity of the workflow. For example, that you keep all relevant information from one meeting to the next, no disruption. So when you end the video call, you can still keep the workspace with all its content available for the whole team and with the option to share with others, consultants, or subcontractors.
Excellent. And that detailed information is certainly helpful, no doubt. Now, another question for you. Why is software like Hoyloo important for enterprises?
Reports show that most companies struggle with collaboration and communication among teams. And if you just look at all companies who still uses analog whiteboards and paper sticky notes in the midst of a workflow that gradually is being digitized, the reason mostly being that the tools they are offered are too difficult to use for the whole team. Before COVID, it was mostly a requirement to travel and meet in person in meeting rooms to brainstorm, align, discuss priorities, manage progress, and so forth. And you wasted a lot of time in traffic and sacrificed quality time. So when COVID suddenly forced everybody to work from home and connect via Zoom or Teams, it became apparent that many people got disengaged. You go on mute and you shut off your video. And although audio and video are important part of the meeting experience, we complement with a tool to share and manage your information and content in an easy way so everybody can participate and be engaged. So everybody gets on the same page and can be their best. We have large enterprise customers who used to, this is one example, large enterprise customer who used to fly software engineering teams into a central location on a regular basis for planning sessions. And they stayed for 2 days at a time, full accommodation. Before the sessions, people had printed out cards, prepared large boards that hang on the walls, used paper sticky notes to collect feedback, discuss and prioritize. And after the sessions, there were people writing up minutes and reports in Excel spreadsheets and distribute over email. Very costly, time-consuming, and cumbersome processes. So now with better tools like Hoyloo, everybody can participate from where they are, focus on the quality of work, and enjoy a more seamless process.
And who wouldn't want a seamless process in those regards? Today we're joined by Mr. Stein Revelsby, the founder of Hoyloo, a leader in visual collaboration solutions for distributed teams. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Stein, what is your perspective on the current collaborative workspace market now?
Yeah, most software tools and applications are built for trained specialists and not ideal for communication when you want to engage the whole team. Features and functions density are overpopulating the user interface rather than being minimalistic and configured to a specific use case. So at Hoyloo, we focus on visual presentation of information rather than sequential siloed structures where information is hidden in folders. People tend to understand, learn, and communicate better when information is presented visually in context, like we used to do on large whiteboards or storyboards in the past. Ease of use is key. So our product philosophy is that the user interface should be minimalistic with just the features and functions you need for a specific use case and reconfigured when needed for another use case. And lastly, the workspace lets you keep all information in the same place independent of file formats. We think this is a trend for the future. although many companies and managers still think that everything will go back to normal and everybody returns to the office after COVID, the trend of the distributed workforce that started long before COVID has so many other benefits. If one can only improve the tools and experience when working from where you are, and we believe this will fuel this market for strong growth going forward.
And speaking of moving forward, how will services like Hoyloo impact enterprise remote work in the next, say, 5 years? I'd like to, certainly like to hear your input on that.
Freedom of choice is the future. Less waste of time in traffic or in security checks at airports, less frustration from not being able to combine family and work life, more affordable living outside central areas, opportunity to utilize competence independent of location, but also the freedom to meet at the office or at the events in locations that are more suitable for socializing and motivation than the old traditional office. Better communication tools lead to more engaged team members, an opportunity to participate also for those who are not natural-born speakers or presenters, faster alignment, better decisions, as well as reduced risk for expensive mistakes due to misunderstandings, and workflows that used to be disrupted or delayed by time-consuming analog routines can be digitized and optimized, and tools can support work and people to be more productive and achieve success. And think of an example of a construction project and a subcontractor that didn't get the right instruction or message and shows up at the building site after having spent 2 hours in traffic just to be told that he has to come back in 2 days when they are ready. And when information flows and workflows are digitized, everything is more transparent and documented for compliance and security performance. So the philosophy that everybody needs to be in an office so the managers can control what people do belongs to the past, in my opinion.
I certainly appreciate your input and insight in those regards. Now, lastly, what is next for Hoyloo? Anything in the works that we should be aware of?
Yeah. Next for Hoyloo is to continue work closely with our customers to expand our user base, create more awareness, support more use cases. And we will continue to challenge ourselves to make the product even more user-friendly and collect feedback, adapt to more processes and workflows. And longer term, we see lots of opportunities to provide better tools to improve engagement, enhance the experience, and measure performance.
Mr. Revelsby, really appreciate your introducing Hoyloo to the audience, and you're certainly bridging the gap in the space and is a big help during these challenging times through COVID-19. Where can listeners get more information on Hoyloo, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
Hoyloo.com.
And that is certainly simple enough, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Revelsby, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Stein Revelsby, founder of Hoyloo, a leader in visual collaboration solutions for distributed teams. And for all the information needed, visit Hoyloo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.